This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and I mentioned that there were some car crashes that we were involved in, because we were sitting at, I mean our family, sitting at traffic lights, and behind other vehicles who are stopped ahead of us, and then bam, we get hit. And I just want to tell you what they are. So one of them, I mentioned our son was driving his 1999 Dodge three-quarter ton pickup truck. It's a diesel, and it's loud. I mean, not because we put on loud mufflers. It came from the factory just like this, and you can hear the engine rattling under the hood. And Dodge has done some things to quiet it down, you know, with the successive model years. But this particular 1999 model is notoriously loud. So you can't miss the sound of this thing. Okay? Not that we modified it, because we didn't. It's all original. The original muffler, all that stuff is original. And it just, it sounds like a diesel engine. And it's white, and it's taller than most. It's got a three-quarter ton trucks are a little bit taller. We didn't lift it up. It just came that way right from the factory. And this guy just, he's driving his wife's minivan, just bangs right into it and does several thousand dollars worth of damage to the back of the Dodge truck. Okay, that's one. Now, our other son was driving our other 19-year-old SUV. It's a Mercedes ML320. It's white. Now, it's not loud. But he was stopped at a traffic light, and a guy with a pickup truck crashes into the back of him and takes off. Another vehicle, my old 18-year-old vehicle. We happen to like Mercedes. And the reason we like Mercedes is because we buy them for less than the original owner paid in sales tax. Okay? Literally. You can buy a Mercedes used for less than the first owner paid in sales tax. But you have to be able to, you know, fix them yourself to make them viable. Otherwise, they're unaffordable. So we have another one. That's a 18-year-old Mercedes E430. And our son borrowed it, parallel parked it in a small city. And a guy is parallel parking. I guess he's learning the touch method or the crash method of parallel parking. Backs into it, smashes the plastic bumper on the front. Oh, I don't know if... It's probably a $1,000 repair, because it's a plastic bumper. You have to replace the whole bumper, and when you get them, they're not the color of the vehicle, so then you have to have them painted and painted to match, and by the time you're done, it's $1,000. So these hit and runs, that's just three of them, and that's in the last year. Three hit and runs in the last year. No one takes responsibility. They run away from the responsibility, and I hope for their sake we don't catch them, because it'll be a real bad day. And if both of my sons have studied karate for at least 5 years. Now, if the other guy hasn't studied karate and is unarmed, the other guy's going to lose. I'm angry about this. What the heck ever happened to being polite and saying, you know, I am so sorry I damaged your property? No. No, these parasites hit and run. And so we've got cameras everywhere, right? Cameras everywhere, but not for us. Not for us. Cameras for the police. Cameras for the government, people posing as government who are actually corporations. Cameras for them, but not for us. It's annoying. It's annoying. While I'm annoyed, let me just mention one other thing. We live on this dirt road. And they come, you know, we get these little potholes. And what happens is they come with the road grader. They grade the entire road. They turn up all these pointy rocks, pointy side up, and we get flat tires. It's like arrow. It's like driving over arrowheads. And we have a couple stacks of tires that have been destroyed. You can't patch them because the arrowheads are so big that you can't fix the damage that the road has done to our tires. Well, I've had it. I've had it because really all they need to do, we pack these roads down. You know, it gets a little dampness on them. We drive over them. They get smoother and smoother, and there's less dust, and they're really nice. And when they get to the point where we really like them, but they have a few potholes in them, they come with the road grader, and then they turn all these pointy rocks sharp side up again. Well, I've had it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send a bill for every tire that has been damaged by them grading and regrading and regrading our road. I'm going to send it to the county. I'm going to send them a bill for... If the tire is damaged beyond repair for the unused mileage on that tire, I'm going to calculate it and I'm going to send them a bill for every tire. I'm not kidding. I'm mad. I'm angry. And it's got to stop. So they go and buy a $500,000 road grader and they figure, well, we better send Junior out there and let him learn how to use it. Then he goes and tears up the road. And you can't keep an eye on these guys because they do it while you're working. You're doing something else, and then they go and tear up the road, and by the time you figure it out, they're gone. That's what these guys do.
That's about the fun of it. You know, it's it really is absolutely crazy because, you know, a long time ago, Jesus Christ was telling a story, and he was talking about one guy who had a pole in his eye and another guy who had a speck of sawdust in his eye. You know, and the guy with the pole on his eye said, oh, let me get that speck of sawdust out of your eye. Mm-hmm. You know, and you know what Jesus said? I like Jesus. I love him, actually. He's my savior. And, you know, he's amazing. He was just so wise and so witty with what he said. He said, listen, get that pole out of your own eye first. And then you can see to get the speck out of your brother's eye.
Right.
You know, these guys, these police, these municipal people, they're all walking around with telephone posts, telephone poles sticking out of the side of their heads, and they can't even see it. And they're telling, that they're giving us a bad time about the specks of sawdust in our eyes. If we've got specks of sawdust in our eyes, because most of the time there's nothing there, you know. And, but they can't see what they're doing because of the telephone pole that is sticking out of the front of their head.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's utterly ridiculous. But that just occurred to me then as you were saying that. And I said, this is just crazy. And, you know, every time I get onto this issue about roads, I get somebody say, oh, you know, if you don't pay your property taxes, so-called, you know, which aren't property taxes, which are actually an extortionate scam, they say, oh, well, who's going to maintain the roads? And do you know something that I found out? Up until the end of World War II, mostly there was no road maintenance. If people wanted to have their road graded or maintained, they would go and do it themselves.
Absolutely.
If the local populace would notice that there was a really, really bad patch of road, they would go out with whatever fixing equipment they could arrange, and they would fix the road their own selves. And that was just how it was. But it was after World War II, and after, you know, the West looked over at Germany and saw that with their vast military budget, they'd gone and built freeways all through their country. And they didn't build the freeways for you and I. Do you know why the Germans filled their country with freeways during World War II?
So they could move their equipment.
That's one guess.
So they could move their equipment.
For their easy movement or all their heavy military equipment.
Right. Right. And after, you're absolutely right, after World War II, Dwight David Eisenhower, who was a general in, for the Allied troops, Supreme Commander of the Allies in World War II, he became President of the United States. And he decided to build the Eisenhower Interstate System. And that's what he did. And if you look at some of the roads that were built in the interstate system, they are built with banked curves so that you can go at higher speeds. And they have wide ramps so that you can have extra wide equipment on these interstates, like tanks. Yeah, absolutely true.
Yeah.
That's what Eisenhower did. He also built a bunker. He built a bunker in West Virginia. I was there. I drove onto the bunker campus. There's a golf course on top of the bunker. Sam Snead, famous golfer, was, you know, they brought him in and said, okay, help us with this, building this, designing this golf course. And the building looks like the White House almost. It's a huge, it's disguised as a hotel. And it really, underground, 550 rooms or so for the Congress thugs. Not their wives or their husbands, just them. Not their children, just them. So we can continue the illusion that a corporation is posing as government. And those guys will make sure that they are safe so that they can resurface after the terror that's rained down or was thought to rain down on the United States by our enemies that we've created. They could resurface, and when everything was safe, they could come out of this bunker. They had a crematorium, they had a hospital, they had power generation, they had every television station, everything you could think of underground to keep them safe. Seriously, look it up. It's called the Greenbrier. The Greenbrier. Just go to your favorite search engine. Type it in. I've been there. I've been to the Greenbrier. Not inside, but I found the blast doors. I did. I was with the family, and we were. I got onto the Greenbrier property, and I was looking for the blast doors. And just as I got to them, a guy jumped out in front of me, and he said, stop. It was many, many years ago, and he didn't want us to continue. He would not let us continue toward the blast doors. And I said, McDonald's, it's this way, right? Turn around. I acted like I was lost. He told me to get lost. We'll be right back.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycle. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Huer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Whey is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. She's live in Australia. Gwyneth, there was a headline yesterday that caught my attention. It's about Google. And let me read it. It's theverge.com, theverge.com. Google's selfish ledger is an unsettling vision of Silicon Valley social engineering. The internal video from 2016, that's a couple of years ago, shows a Google concept from how total data collection could reshape society. Goes on to say, Google has built a multi-billion dollar business out of knowing everything about its users. Now, a video produced within Google and obtained by The Verge, TheVerge.com, offers stunningly ambitious and unsettling look at how some of the company envision using that information in the future. So the video, shared internally within Google, imagines a future of total data collection. Where Google helps nudge users into alignment with their goals. Custom prints personalized devices to collect more data and even guides the behavior of entire populations to solve problems like poverty and disease. Now, that all sounds great, right? So Google is going to watch what you do, record what you do, use AI, artificial intelligence, to shape your thinking into their vision. That's how I understand this. Now imagine what that's like. Okay? So you can liken this to the United Kingdom, where they say we've got a lot of problems with fuel and we need to clean up the environment, so diesel particulates fall down faster than those of gasoline-powered vehicles. So let's all get some diesel-powered vehicles. A couple years later, they go, oh, wow, we can't breathe, we're choking, got to get rid of the diesel vehicles. We have to have fines for smoke. We have to charge more for a vehicle that's powered by a diesel engine entering into the city compared to a gasoline. We have to have higher licensing fees, higher registration fees, higher taxes on the diesel fuel, on and on and on. So what they can do is they can shape your behavior. So Google could be involved in the shaping of your behavior to encourage you to do things that they think you should do, all on the pretense that is helping you with becoming safer and more happy and living longer and all that kind of stuff. Like, hey, Vinny, don't forget that vaccine. It's really important. If you want to stay healthy, get that vaccine. If, you can get a new car. A new car will save you money because it gets better fuel economy. But then they forget things like the vaccines have been known to kill people and cause all kinds of birth defects, and that buying a new car is more expensive than the car you're currently driving. But the car you're currently driving may be old enough to not be tracked. You know, 2000 model year and newer, those vehicles are generally tracked. 1999s and older are generally not tracked with satellite tracking. So Google can help shape the agenda that they want you to fall into by, you know, reminding you, encouraging you, getting you news that leans the way that the authors have been paid to write the articles so that you'll do the things that Google wants you to do. Can you imagine that? I was in the shower this morning and I was thinking, who would have ever thought 20 years ago that a telephone company would have any impact on anything that we do? Okay? Communications company. Okay? So all they do, I mean, you think about it, 20 years ago, a telephone company, they provided a connection. You picked the number that you wanted to dial. If your phone rang, you would choose whether you wanted to answer it or not. Now these communication companies are shaping our behavior with cell phones. They're monitoring what we're doing, and they are supplying us with ads and information to shape our behavior. The telephone companies. Yeah, they are. Verizon, Chef, and other companies like that. Gwyneth, I'd love to hear your thoughts when we come back.
Okie doke.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you could do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
God,
you're
take my
when you go
to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
You know, it's kind of amazing how one phone call early in the morning before the broadcast can set me off. And that was the phone call from the hospital rebutting, saying that that I'm not compliant. I can't believe it. By the way, just got word that the doctor who fired me now wants to work with me. Change of heart. I wonder what happened. I wonder what happened. I guess Vinny didn't take it too nicely. Didn't accept being fired under false pretenses. Didn't accept lies. And came out swinging. Well, now she wants to work with me. Isn't that interesting? I'm not so sure
that's
I want to work with
her. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
The thing is to not be low-hanging fruit.
Right.
Okay? Because these people, these bullies and thugs, they like to give you the impression that they're all-knowing and all-powerful and there's no way that you can possibly fight them. That's absolutely not true. Okay? They do not enforce their laws universally. They pick on people, and they pick on people who they think they can get away with it. Okay? But if you show them that you are not low-hanging fruit, that you're actually going to put up a fight, that in the best, wisest, and most lawful way possible, okay, then, and that you can't be stirred up to violence. And you were saying about SWAT teams on people's houses. You know, we have a total of 8, they call themselves police members around here now. They're no longer police officers. They call themselves police members. And I say, well, that's the name of your gang, isn't it? Well, we have a total of 8 police members of that gang who live or work in this municipality. And I have had 6 of them show up to my property at one time and force their way onto my land and totally ruin my day. And that was actually, you know, I was unable to work on the rest of that day. You know, they destroyed a whole day's work for me at that time. And, you know, we need to all be not low-hanging fruit. We need to lawfully stand up for our common law rights, including the right to travel freely. And if you have any of these devices like Google Home, Alexa, Siri, or any of these, you know, spy devices in your home, you're an absolute idiot. You're the biggest moron ever, okay? Because, like, for instance, earlier today what happened was I just had a string of things go wrong today. I don't know if you've ever had that happen. I think everybody has sometimes. But by the end of the third or fourth thing going wrong on that day when I'd, you know, hoped to get one job done and I never ever got to it because I had a string of maintenance tasks that presented themselves, by the time the third or fourth one came along, I just went, and just sort of thought, what is going on today? You know, and I'm sure that every one of us has had a day like that.
Well, sure.
You know, but it's okay. You have a bit of a scream and then you get turned, you fix the job and it all gets done and it's fine.
We have a term for that, and the term is, it's your turn in the box.
Yeah, but if you had one of these Google devices listening to you, they might send a SWAT team to your place. They really might.
And let's add to that. So, if they're listening to you and you're having a frustrating day, so they say, and they can record it, and they can say, well, do you have an anger management problem? No. Well,
that's
well,
the truth of it.
Yeah, well, we don't think that's true. Hold on. Let me just play you this clip that we recorded 17 years ago, or last week, or yesterday. Everybody has a bad day, okay? Well,
yeah.
How about this? Let's add to this. So, you're at one of your friend's houses, and they have a cell phone. And where do they put the cell phone? On the kitchen table. Say, come on in, have a cup of coffee. So you're sitting around having a cup of coffee, and you say, you know, let's talk about such and such. This is a concern, And let's talk about this in confidence. Well, it's broadcast to the other team. Because they, if they have their cell phone, where their microphone and cell phone can pick up your conversation. And it can from pretty far away. And you know that because how far away does your speakerphone work? Pretty far. And you can have several people on the speakerphone at the same time, you know, around the kitchen table, and it seems to work pretty well. So, yeah, they can listen in. So now you have that. So it's not necessarily you if you decide that you're not going to have one of, you know, Alexa or Siri or one of these devices that, you know, you know are not good to have around your house that are always listening. Always listening. How do you know they're always listening? Because you can tell it to turn on the lights, and it was listening. And it turned on the lights. So it's always listening.
Yeah.
And there are people who have had these dumb things. There are people who are so stupid to buy into these things because they're not capable of turning on their light by themselves. So they get one of these devices and they go, we have to speak very quietly because it's listening. And it might misinterpret what we're saying and turn on the lights. It's ridiculous. What is wrong with people? You can't change your channel. I mean, you have to talk. I mean, it's too hard to push the button on your remote. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Absolutely unbelievable. People are, and they're paying to be spied upon. And like this moron who was like this, and you know, I used to use the word moron a lot more. I hardly ever use it. But this moron who was at the store where I was, I didn't have a cell phone, and Mrs. Pinelli called the store and said, hey, she said that when my husband gets there, would you ask him to call me because there's something else I'd like him to pick up. Okay? This is a local store in our little village. It's like that little general store almost, but it's a farm supply place. So I was in there, and they said, oh, your wife called. She wants you to call her back. And I said, okay, I'll call her back, but I don't have a phone. Can I use your phone? You know, your wall phone? They said, sure. So I called her. And then there was a woman there. Who started mentioning, like, cell phone? Yeah, I don't have a cell phone. Because, you know, they can listen in. And I was trying to give her a little bit of education. Well, she was pretty dumb. And she didn't quite understand it, and she didn't want to hear it. And then she said, well, you know, if they want to listen in, go ahead. They can listen in. It's okay. I'm not doing anything wrong. What a jerk. I mean, you don't have to...
You don't have to be doing something wrong.
It's not the point. The point is these guys are parasites, perverts, and they're collecting information about us. They know our habits. I don't want them to know my habits. I don't want them to know where I buy gasoline and what grade of gasoline I buy and when I buy and how much I buy or whether I like broccoli or not. I don't want them to know. It's none of their business. And it annoys me. It annoys me that they think that they can do that. They can look over the fence at the girls in the bikinis, and they think that that's okay. Well, they're not actually looking over the fence. They're using cameras to look over the fence. Because if it was a person looking over a fence in a neighborhood, you know, climbing on that ladder, looking over the fence at the teenage girls swimming in their bikinis, the rest of the neighborhood would jump on him and beat that guy up. At least I would. It's unacceptable. But because they do it with cameras, it's okay. It's unacceptable. And it's hard to like people like that. It's hard to like any police. It's hard to like any police because they don't stop the invasion. They don't stop the oppression. They say, well, it's my job, and, you know, I don't want to lose my job, and I'm, you know, I've got a pension, and I've got a family to provide for, so I'm going to do all these illegal things. Or I'm going to let the other guys do the illegal things, and I'm not going to stop and say anything about them. I'm not going to say, hey, you guys are doing illegal things. You're breaking the law. It's against the law what you other cops are doing. You got to stop. They won't do that. Fellow cops don't do that because they're interested in protecting their livelihood. So they'll do illegal things.
And they've got the blue glue.
The blue glue. Yeah, the blue glue. And they will not stop the other ones who are breaking the law. So if you ask me, I keep hearing that most of the cops are good. Really? Show me one. Show me one. I'd like to see it. Because I can't. I can't see one.
Of the eight police that work in our municipality, okay? The three little towns that live in Kui of our place, okay? Six of them come onto my land, willfully trespass, produce a false warrant, okay, make my life hell, compel me to sign a document on this false warrant against my consent, and the other two are in the background and are conspicuous by their absence because they're the worst of the lot. So where's the good cops there?
That's exactly what I'm saying. I'm saying that I don't know of a good one because
By the way, this was not recent.
Uh-huh.
This was back in 2016. So it wasn't anything recent. So, but it happened.
Well,
that's what I'm
when
saying.
They came
and
onto
I'm
Mike
not
Parsons.
Forget. And
when
I'm
they
not
came onto
forget.
Mike Parsons. They came onto Mike Parsons' farm in Tennessee to ask him a few questions. They brought a caravan of municipal vehicles with, you know, blacked out windows and a whole bunch of cops in one of them. And multiple vehicles. They were ready. They were ready for war against one guy. One unarmed guy. That's what they do.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. She's from Australia Class. If you'd like to learn more about her, you can go to usapreparers.com. And on the instructors tab, you'll find her, and there are links to her internet presence right there. Gwyneth, I'd like to share with you and our class something that I bought. And I'd like to talk about the corporation that I bought it from. And I'd like to talk about how they behave when it comes to honoring their commitments to their warranty. So I have in my hand a box that says 6-outlet plug-in transient voltage surge suppressor with indicator light. It's got multiple languages. It's made by a company called Leviton, L-E-V-I-T-O-N. It's an old company. And they were once respected. I don't know if they are now or not, but at one time they were a prominent force in wiring devices for industry and the home in the United States. And this particular surge protector has multiple outlets on it, and it plugs into the wall outlet, and it sits on the wall outlet. So you plug it in, and it stays there. So it's kind of like the size of a couple decks of cards side by side, and it plugs into the outlet, and then you plug your devices into it. And it says that it's commercial specification grade, which means that it's way higher in quality, durability, and performance than a consumer grade. And then it says on the box, Leviton's lifetime warranty. Lifetime warranty protection against damage to connected electronic equipment. Lifetime warranty on product materials. High quality and superior performance exceeds industry standards for TVSS product performance. Customer satisfaction guaranteed. Now that's in English and has other languages. And it has large print, medium print, small print, bold print, italics print. And then in the tiniest print, you can hardly read it, it says made in China. Now, I had this thing plugged in, and I was using it not as a surge protection for electrical power, but for the telephone surge protection it provides. And it failed. And it was working fine. All of a sudden, it stopped working. Well, I was so impressed with the weight of this thing. I bought one on eBay, and then I bought another one. So my DSL stopped working. I traced it down. This thing failed, and it was preventing the Internet from working. So I got the other one because I bought one, and I thought, wow, this is so good. I'll get another one. Put that in, that worked, and then that quit. It stopped DSL from working. Now, that's a problem for me. If our Internet goes down, I can't broadcast. So I called Leviton. I said, well, hey, I got two of these, and they both failed. Where do you want me to send it? What do you want me to do? Oh, we can't help you. You have to go to the website. Go to the website and then, you know, type in what you want us to know. So I type it in. I send it to him. Nothing happens. So I do it again. Nothing happens. Do it again. Nothing happens. That's Leviton. What I'm saying is we are now buying products based on our belief that the company actually will stand behind the warranty. Now, where do you go to complain? Do you go to the government, corporation? They don't care. They're going to care about this? I don't know. Maybe it's a $50 or $79 product that I bought for $10 on eBay. No, they don't care about that. There's nobody to call, and the company won't help you. So what do you do? What do you do? I'm really not sure. Except complain and warn people that I am not going to buy Leviton products in any size, shape, color, or fashion. I'm not going to buy from them. Why? Because they won't honor their warranty. They won't communicate. According to the terms and conditions, they tell me to go to their website, but they don't respond. So why would I continue doing business with Leviton? That's just how I feel. And are you finding that kind of thing in your neck of the woods in Australia, as I just described here?
Well, the quality of products is definitely a problem here. But, you know, the curious thing, these so-called government people, they want us to dot all our I's and cross all our T's.
Right.
Why should we do what they want us to do when it's such a blatant system of double standards?
Yeah.
That's
what USA Preparedness instructor Rich Sheban says all the time. And he says it this way, too. He says, if they can do it, we can do it. And I'm saying that he's right. I'm saying that you're right. If they can do it, we can do it. And they lie. And they lie by omission, obfuscation, and outright lie. Deception. Keep that in mind, class. Gwyneth, thank you so much for being with us.
Okay, have a great week.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.